USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Two huge labor disputes in the railways and at the ports threaten to once again mess up supply chains in the United States. Over the weekend, negotiations continue between BNSF, Union Pacific, and CSX, and the majority of the unions representing around 115,000 workers. A Friday deadline is in place when a cooling-off period runs out and workers could strike. President Biden's proposed changes for Title IX, which prohibits sex-based discrimination in schools, under President Biden will expand the protections to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos on Fox News.
Having to compete against individuals who are biologically better able to do whatever sport it is simply because of the realities of their physique, the science involved, which would effectively kill the purpose of Title IX.
After Saturday night's SpaceX Falcon 9 liftoff, the company delivered more Starlink internet satellites to orbit. On a Sunday morning pre-launch Falcon 9 engine test was completed in Florida, SpaceX announced its next liftoff will be no earlier than Tuesday. Sam Puglia on Global News had a cousin die on 9/11 and was shocked when he first saw the aftermath of 9/11 shortly after the initial attacks.
It's a sad day. You know, we all know we're exactly where we were when, we saw the second plane more often than not hit the building and going, you know, what the heck's going on here now? And, you know, when I got here September 22nd, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, the news would show you some pictures, but, you know, when I got a ride down there that night, it was like, hey, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Visa joins other credit card companies highlighting gun shop transactions.
Visa, the world's largest payment processor, says it plans to start separately categorizing sales at gun shops. It joins MasterCard and American Express, which also announced plans to move forward in segregating gun shop transactions from general merchandise. It follows the International Organization for Standardization's new merchant code for gun sales, which was announced Friday. The move is a victory for gun control advocates who say it will help better track suspect surges of gun sales that could be a prelude to a mass shooting. It's also expected to raise the ire of gun rights activists who argue the move unfairly targets legal purchases. I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
European businesses thrived for decades on a consistent supply of cheap Russian gas, which flowed uninterrupted throughout the Cold War. Now that Russia has cut off the supply to Europe because of the Ukraine war and sanctions, the impact has pushed Europe to the brink of recession and threatens to inflict lasting harm on its manufacturing businesses. As the White House tries to convince Americans we're not in a recession, the numbers showing American households have a lot less money.
Household wealth in the United States is down a record $6.1 trillion in the second quarter. That's the lowest in a year and the second consecutive quarterly decline. The Fed Reserve data points to a slumping stock market outweighing gains in real estate values that led to the fall.
That's Tim Berg reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I love it. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.